The title is Overcomer. Say to your neighbor, without, you know, spitting or anything, you're an overcomer. And the passage is Romans chapter 8, verse 37. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In all these things, okay, all these things. Think of all the things that happened in the last couple of years. Okay? We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Okay? Amen. This is the conviction I've been getting for 2022, you know, and that you and I are overcomers, you know, that Catalyst is an overcoming church. But I'm going to be very honest with you, after over two years of this, I don't feel like an overcomer. I don't feel like an overcomer. Like everyone here, I am tired of COVID. I am tired of it. I'm tired of all the negative news, the division in this world, the greed in this world, the fear-mongering. And personally, like many here, I feel very weary. I feel tired. And then, you know, that's what I was crying out to the Lord. You know, this is the message you want to get to the church, that we're overcomers. I don't feel like an overcomer. And last week, I got this conviction during the upper room. And the conviction is to be an overcomer, there has to be some difficulties in your life to be an overcomer. If everything's good in your life, if there's no worries, okay, no trials, no spiritual attack, there's no conflict, and you're not struggling with any kind of weakness, you cannot be an overcomer because there's nothing to overcome. Do you know what I'm saying? There's nothing to overcome. See, in order to overcome spiritual battle, you have to be spiritually attacked. You know, when you're not being spiritually attacked and the demons are leaving you alone, you know, you can't overcome. But how do you, you know, so when you are being spiritually attacked, that means spiritually you're getting punched, you know, spiritually punched. You're getting shot at. You're getting knocked down. You're getting stabbed. To overcome, you got to be hit with the spirit of fear, spirit of confusion, spirit of division. The enemy shoots their arrow, spiritual arrow of fear at your heart, at your confusion at your mind, division in the relationships. And to overcome, we have to put on the full armor of God. You need to learn your identity that's in Jesus Christ. Identify the lies, discern the lie, reject the lies, and embrace the truth. You know, you need to renew your mind. You need to walk in faith. You become an overcomer. Becoming an overcomer is not automatic. See, people are not prophesied into an overcomer. I could go to each one of you and say, you are an overcomer. Just because I prophesy that over you doesn't mean you overcome. In order to overcome, we have to walk it out. We have to walk out in faith. We have to overcome the fear. We have to overcome the spiritual battle. Then you become an overcomer. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19 says this. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. This passage, what it says, is about the word of God, the seed. What God is doing is planted. And then the devil comes and steals that seed from the path. Right? You see, the evil one doesn't come when you're comfortable, when you're satisfied, or when you're happy. This passage says the evil one came when the seed was planted. When the seed was planted. Not before the seed was planted, but when the seed, after the seed was planted. So what does it mean? There's a spiritual battle that we're going to go through as a disciple of Jesus Christ when God is moving in your life. That's the seed. When God is speaking truth to you. When God is changing and transforming you. When God wants to heal you and God wants to set you free. And the devil doesn't want you to embrace that truth. The devil doesn't want life transformation, discipleship, or revival. And so what the devil will do when the seed is planted will do everything he can to stop God's movement in your life. To stop God's movement. So when you want to love more, you will be spiritually attacked. When you want to walk in faith, you will be spiritually attacked. You want to overcome fear, you will be spiritually attacked. You start serving people in ministry, you will be spiritually attacked. You want to be set free, you will be spiritually attacked. You want to walk out the purpose and destiny of God. The devil will attack, steal, lie, destroy, and kill. And so, to be an overcomer, don't let the devil win. 2022, don't let the devil win. You are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. What does an overcomer do? I have a few points. Number one, resist the negative voices. Okay, resist the negative voices. Just take a moment. Okay, instead of we need to take a moment. There's negative voices that's coming at you. Identify it right now. Identify it. Right? You need to identify so you can resist it. If you don't identify it, it will come into your heart. It will take hold of your mind. Right? And what happens is, if you don't resist it, you start agreeing with it. And when you agree with it, it becomes your own voice. What do I mean by that? There is voice of bitterness from the enemy. Okay? You don't identify it. You don't resist it. When you hear the voice of the enemy telling you to be bitter, you agree with it. And once you agree with it, what happens? You become a bitter person. You become a bitter person. There's a voice of fear from the enemy. Right? You don't identify it. You don't resist. You can't resist if you don't identify it. But you immediately agree with the voice of fear. What happens when you agree with the voice of fear? You become a fearful person. You will become a fearful person. John chapter 8, verse 32 says this. Then you will know the truth, and truth will set you free. We're called to be different from the world. Right? The world, they embrace lies. Not the disciple of Jesus. We resist the lies, and we embrace the truth. You see, you give power to what you agree with. If you agree with lies, you give power to lies. If you agree with the truth, you give power to the truth. And what the Bible says, what Jesus says about the truth, if you agree with it. But to agree with it, you gotta first resist the negative voices. Resist the negative voices. And when you agree with the truth, it will set you free. It will set you free. You know, James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Right? It doesn't say, you know, just watch Netflix and the devil will flee from you. You know, eat a gallon of ice cream because you're so stressed, the devil will flee from you. It says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And I want to ask the congregation in this sanctuary and online, right? What lies do you have to resist? Identify right now. And make up your mind right now, I'm going to resist it. I'm going to resist it. If you're not resisting it, that means you're agreeing with it. Resist the negative voices. You know, James chapter 4, verse 7, if you go to, it's interesting, verse 8, you know, I didn't put it up there. It says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And then verse 8 talks about not to be double-minded. Okay? This is very significant, not to be double-minded. Okay? So what does double-minded mean? You say, God, I submit to you. God, you know, I agree with the truth. And then you go home, and the lies come, the negative voice come, and you agree with the negative voice too. Right? You agree with the truth, but then you also agree with the lies. You know, you agree with God's promise, but you also agree with the negative voices. There's this battle, that's the spiritual battle. Right? And I'm calling this church, I'm not going to be double-minded anymore. Okay? Make that commitment right now. I will not be double-minded. It is so interesting. You know, me as your pastor too, as I preach, I go, yeah, okay. I'm going to be an overcomer, you know. I'm going to do this. I'm going to proclaim this. I'm going to resist this. And then I go home and my mom calls and I go, oh, get it, I'm worthless, you know. Why do I try? Now, when you go home, right, identify those things that's going to stumble you to be double-minded. And say no more. Prepare for it. Be an overcomer so that you are not double-minded. And then finally, number two, move in the opposite spirit. Move in the opposite spirit. You know, the question that I have to God is, okay, God, why would you allow the enemy to attack your son? Okay, you know? You could just prevent him from attacking me. Yeah? You know, why would you allow God, my Father, Heavenly Father, why would you allow the devil to confuse me, you know, attack me with spirit of fear, depression? God, why? Don't you love me? If you truly love me, humanly, I would say, you would stop it, right? But God doesn't. And the reason is, it is because he loves you. Because he also knows when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, when you walk through the valley of shadow of death, there will be life transformation. You have to pray more. You have to depend on him more. You have to trust him more. What is trust? You're in the mountaintop, I trust you. Or in the valley of the shadow of death. In the midst of dark clouds and spiritual attack, you say in your heart and you proclaim, I trust you with all my heart, oh God. That's trust. That's the powerful trust. So you pray more, you trust more, you grow more. There's more change. Why does God allow us to go walk into the valley of the shadow of death? Why? So that we can overcome. Whatever's hitting you right now, okay, the enemy uses to stumble you, to crush you, but whatever's hitting you right now, don't look at what the devil's doing. Look at what God is doing. God's using it. He's allowing me to go through this valley, walk in this valley, because I can overcome. He says I could overcome this. He knows that I can overcome this. He gives me the anointing so that I could overcome this. You know, when we are under spiritual attack, we focus on what the devil is doing. Right? And my challenge to you, no, focus on what God is doing. God is moving when you're being spiritually attacked. What Psalm 23, David said is, though I walk in the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. For you are with me. So speak that out right now into your valley. Speak that out. Proclaim it. Jesus, you are with me. The devil tells you to be bitter. Don't forgive. Speak that out in that valley. But God, you are with me. You are with me. Amen? Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that. Romans 8, verse 28. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. We have been called according to his purpose. Right? And so, when you are under dark cloud, when walking in the valley of the shadow of death, okay, what is God doing? He's not trying to hurt you, but there's old things that's in our life. And God's trying to get rid of the old things and give you something new. Something more powerful. So we need to go the opposite direction of any spiritual attack that you're going. Go the opposite. You're being spiritually attacked. Be bitter. Go the opposite. No, I'm going to forgive. I'm going to love. Be fearful. You're being spiritually attacked. Be fearful. Be afraid. Be deathly afraid so that you're shaking. Say no. No to that controlling fear, that spirit of fear. Say no. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be courageous. Do the opposite of what the devil wants you to do. Number three, submit yourself to God. Okay? Submit yourself to God. Matthew 6, verse 33 says this, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. But going back to, you know, moving in the opposite spirit, what I was trying to get at is that when you know that God is with you, when you know all this is happening so that God wants you to overcome. Okay? You can move in the opposite spirit. But number three, submit yourself to God. When you become a Christian, we need to submit ourselves to God. It's that God doesn't change everything instantly in your life. He doesn't. You know why? Because he loves you. You know, if you're a doctor and say physically you have a heart issue, you have a liver issue, you have lung issue, you have high blood pressure, you have mental illness and, you know, just a chemistry imbalance and, you know, just when you go to a doctor, there's no doctor that'll say, okay, in one day I'm just going to fix everything that's wrong with your body. No doctor will do that. Why? It will kill you. Okay? It's not good for you to do that. Same thing with our life. God loves you. And one of the aspect of love, okay, is patience. And this is something that we have to learn as a church. In your relationship with people that's close to you, you're not patient. What does that mean? You're not loving. You're not loving. You're not believing. You're not giving the benefit of the doubt. You're not trusting. When you can't be patient, it's because you can't trust. Right? But God is patient with you. He, again, because he's not working with like a machine where you could just fix everything one day. No, he's, you are his creation, created in his image and likeness. What? You are his sons and daughters. You're not a machine. And he shows his love by being patient. What? He knows you so well. If I do this instantly, it'll hurt you more. Right? And so, this is what I want us to come to, you know, meaning submit yourself to God. Can you trust God and what he is doing in your life? Trust him. Trust him. Right? And so, can you bring that up? Because I forgot the points. Okay, resist the negative voice. Move in the opposite spirit. And number three, submit yourself to God. And God's people said, okay, we're going to acknowledge him. Okay, let's not prepare ourselves to acknowledge the Lord.